Now time for a Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Pleased to be joined now by Royal Valley girls coach, that is David Boucher. Well, coach, one final conversation. We appreciate it very much. The regular season concluded earlier this week. A victory at Holton, 53-40, that final score. The importance of getting a win and getting into the postseason on a positive note.
Yeah, get some momentum. We've had a tough stretch. We talked about that last week, over the last 2 weeks, and the amount of ranked teams and tough teams we got to play late in the season. So it was good to get a win, especially, you know, against a scrappy Holton team who's shown a heck of a lot of improvement over the last, you know, month of the season. So really trying to finish on a good positive note, and we did that. Girls showed a lot of fight, and they played together, double-digit assists and double-digit steals and deflections, and it's always good to win the rebounding battle, and it was just overall a great team win.
Well, then you mentioned kind of some double-digit stats there. It was also your 10th win. You guys go 500 in the Big East this year. How would you just kind of assess the 25-26 regular season as a whole?
I think it's one of growth. I think I said this last week, but I don't know. I'm not sure if we've had a team that has improved as much individually with individual players or as a group than this year. We took our lumps, and we won our first game of the year, but then we lose three straight, I think. I think if we got to play a couple of those teams again, I think we would be able to, you know, to maybe correct some of that. But anyway, everything was building towards March. Everything was building towards this moment. The girls didn't drop their attitudes and different things, and we just kept battling, and we just kept getting after it, and the focus remained the same of daily improvement and getting better at the things we need to get better at. I like to tell them, you know, we started with in December, the seven games in December we played, we averaged 19.6 turnovers a game. And since the calendar turned over, since January started, that number's down to 13. So a massive improvement. The Big East is a great league, and we were able to get right at the right time to play most of our league schedule.
You guys are the 10th seed here in the sub-state. Your opening round game on the road tomorrow night at Riverside, who is the 7th seed. You got to go back to the OG Big 7 days the last time you guys had seen Riverside, so it's been a couple of years, but very good Riverside team. They got some good athletes. They were certainly right in the mix for a league championship this season. What's the initial thought on this first round game tomorrow night at Riverside?
Oh, it's going to be tough. They play scrappy. They get after it. They, you know, they share the ball well. And they like to play fast and like to play in transition. So we got to get back and be able to match up and guard the basket and match up from there. And because they're going to put pressure on you, especially on the in transition defense and pushing the ball up the court. They got multiple people that can handle the ball. They got multiple people that can handle the ball with both hands. And I don't know exactly. I think of their top eight, I think all of them have attempted a three in the games that we've watched. So they all can stretch the floor, you know, and they crash the boards hard. So it's going to be a, you know, like you said, an old school Big 7, just rock 'em sock 'em type of game that we got to play disciplined and do our thing.
Finally, coach, real quick, before we get you out of here, not just to get by Riverside tomorrow night, advance to the sub-state semifinals. If you guys were able to rack off 2-3 wins, make a legit deep run here in the postseason, what needs to go right? What do you need to see from your team in order for that to happen?
We talked about it yesterday, and it's as a team, there's really three things. And the first thing is, and they're all within our control, I think, for the most part. But the first thing we need to do is we have to believe in each other. We have to trust each other. We have to continue to share the ball. I think we've, in our 10 wins, I think we have 9 wins where we have double-digit assists. And of our 12 losses, I think we're in our single digits for 10 of those, of the 12 in assists. So we have to trust and love each other and believe in each other that we can be successful. The second thing is we have to be able to overcome adversity. I mean, good things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen in the postseason. We're going to play too many good teams, starting tomorrow night with Riverside and going on to where a team's not going to go on a run against you. How do you limit that run? So do you love yourself? Do you love others? And do you keep a positive attitude and positive energy through those valleys? And then the third thing is more basketball specific, is can we defend without fouling? and can we block out? And that and limit fouls that way. In almost every one of our losses, we've had one or two or three starters foul out of games. And so can we defend, can we wall up without fouling and then block out and limit the opponent to one shot per possession? So those are the three big keys, I think.
All right, there it is. David Boucher joining us, Royal Valley girls basketball coach. Always appreciate it. Old Big Seven League rivalry coming up tomorrow night. First round of the playoffs as Royal Valley will be on the road at Riverside. Coach, as always, can't thank you enough throughout the time this season. Good luck here throughout the postseason run.
Thank you, Brandon. Same to you.